The plan would cover texting from any kind of cell phone or electronic device. Violators could be fined up to $400. Longtime Republican lawmaker Alan Lassay of De Pere says he's seen firsthand how dangerous it can be when people try to send text messages and drive at the same time. Lassay says this plan will send a message.
I've been here over 30-some years, and we put a lot of garbage in the state statutes that really don't amount to a hill of beans. This is not one of them. This is one that will ultimately save lives.
There's a lot of back and forth on who this plan should cover. The plan the Senate was originally scheduled to vote on would have only covered drivers under 18. But lawmakers from both parties questioned the logic of that move. Democrat John Erpenbach of Wanakee was among those who successfully expanded the plan to cover everyone.
I guess the point I'm trying to get at here is texting is texting, whether you're 16, 14, or 94.
Not all lawmakers were on board, though. Republican Neil Kedzie of Elkhorn pointed out that state law already bans inattentive driving.
You're either attentive or you're inattentive. You're either driving poorly or you're driving good. And I think that, you know, to go into this, just, you know, now you're starting to split hairs.
The plan passed on a 27-5 vote and now heads to the state assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.